She snapped her fingers, replacing the swimsuit with a standard military uniform. Anyway, the ship is operating at 96.4% efficiency. A gradual decline from last week's numbers, but hardly worthy of concern. We'll be arriving at the next jump in approximately 89 minutes. As usual, I'll handle the details.
You're the best.
I'm a lot of things, she said, lifting her chin. Poet, artist, beauty queen, pilot, you name it.
Don't forget Delta-class starship, he said.
The least of my personas, she said, fanning her hand dismissively. But also true, you'd be lost without me, literally.
Don't remind me, said Adam.
He'd known Lilith for years, even before she became the Eden cyberbrain. He still remembered seeing her in flight school. In those days, she was human, a little shy but stubborn, the top of her graduating class. Years later, she was shot down while flying over Sheol. After several successful campaigns and a dozen commendations, her career came to an abrupt end. The attack left her severely injured, paralyzed from the neck down. Less than 2 years later, military intelligence approached her with an offer to join the Cyberbrain Initiative. They promised her a ship of her own and a chance to get back in the field. She didn't hesitate. When they asked which ship she wanted, she requested the Eden, captained by the recently promoted Adam Cadman, her oldest friend. Captain, called a voice. It was Uriel. She stood at attention, holding a small data pad in her left hand.
Something wrong, Lieutenant? He asked.
Abel asked me to give this to you, she said, lifting the pad.
Thank you, that'll be all for now.
Yes, sir, I'm heading to security for my shift. She snapped to attention again and proceeded to leave the bridge. Uriel had always been too formal, despite Adam's protests. She was an officer in every sense of the word, bred from a family of soldiers. She could trace her lineage all the way back to the Seraphim Knights, one of the most esteemed units in military history. She was also Adam's daughter-in-law.
What is it? Asked Lilith.
Adam flinched at the sudden question.
What's wrong, forget I was here?
He smiled at her and turned the data pad on.
Looks like a formal request, he said. Abel wants to take a scout ship when we arrive.
Seems safe enough. Why send a pad, though? I can't find anything wrong with the comm.
Maybe he didn't want you to know about it, said Adam, arching his brow.
If so, you just ruined it. Nice one.
She winked.
I'll ask him about it later, he said.
His eyes wandered over to the door to the bridge, where Uriel had left. He paused for a few seconds and then turned back to Lilith's monitor.
Say, can you send Uriel and Abel a note and tell them I'd like to have dinner this week?
He paused.
Actually, go ahead and invite the whole family.
Feeling fatherly, are we? She asked.
You know me, he said, rolling his eyes.
She smiled.
I certainly do.
The walls of the ship stretched and howled, a sign that the Eden was coming out of warp.
That was quick, said Seth,
turning on his side in bed. His eyes met Azura's.
I was hoping we still had a few hours.
She sighed, then kissed him on the nose.
Time to go. Don't want to be late for your shift.
I can deal with being late.